good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Les Wolf, your host for Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you be smarter, outthink your competition without having to outspend them, develop a whole series of programs that can benefit you and you can learn from through things that we teach and guests that we have. And one of the things that I would have you take a look at and make yourself aware of is our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the radio show, Creative Thinkers Forum, for those of you who think creatively, Celebrities for Marketing. You don't have to spend a fortune in order to be able to have celebrities work for you and help benefit and grow your business. And then there is basically Fearless Marketers. That is an approach that we encourage all of you to basically try to be fearless. Now, I am Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. My background is decades and decades, and I hate to admit it, even decades, in the marketing world. And I run workshops. I do my marketing strategist, executive coach, creative tactician. And I can go on and on about all the things we do. But I think we have our guest for this evening, which I think is going to be quite exciting on. So let me see if I can get her here. Hold on a second. Winnie, are you there?
Hey, Les, I sure am.
Okay, good. And what I want to do is tell the audience a little bit about you, because this is quite an accomplished lady in marketing. As you know, for the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about ladies in marketing. And Winnie Anderson is a three-time best-selling author, an award-winning copywriter and brand strategist who creates courses and programs that help consultants, coaches, and other service professionals to uncover, embrace, and communicate what makes them unique. Now, she's a host of a soon-to-launch podcast, which I can't wait till we get to have her talk about it. And it's called Let's Talk Tech, a show that demystifies the software, the systems, and apps needed to launch, run, and grow a business today. And also help me try to better understand the technology that's out there, as I sometimes wonder about my capability. Winnie, welcome.
Thank you, Les. It's a pleasure to be back.
Tell us a little bit about this podcast.
Well, yeah, I'm super excited about it. The show launches on January 4th. We have a week of special activities that are all going to happen during that week. And then the week after that will be the regular episodes. So it'll be two episodes a week, Tuesday and Thursday, but launch week is January 4th.
Now, how does someone access that?
Well, you can go to theletstalktechshow.com and sign up there for alerts when the show goes live. We just have a coming soon page while the site gets constructed. And, of course, as you know, the show is being produced. It's just not ready to air yet. So I've been interviewing people from GoDaddy, HostGator, Mad Mimi, which is an email provider. I have an interview coming up with Libsyn. They're a hosting provider for media for podcasts. So lots of really great experts on the show.
Oh, it sounds fascinating. And it's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yes. Yes, it will. Keep you posted.
Oh, please do, because I would like to let our audience know more about it and let my clients know about it. Because
thanks.
I think it would
be
certainly worthwhile.
Absolutely. I got, I got really frustrated with hearing people talk about, hey, this is a great strategy, but I can't do this because I don't understand this technology. So I thought, you know what, there's really a need for this, a need for education, as you know, and especially education around technology. So the show hopefully will be just a fun way to demystify the subjects, make things a little bit more approachable, help people feel more confident, and help people make good choices between and among all the different options that are out there.
Well, I will certainly be a fan of that because I fall into that class of what, who, what, where, why, oh. Now, the technology sometimes can be overbearing.
It can be.
But, you know, but there's also the thing that a lot of people have, and I talk about this all the time, is there are a lot of common sense things that one can do in business to help grow their business. The unfortunate thing is common sense is uncommon. Jeez, I sound cynical at that. But one of those areas is networking.
Yep.
Which you have a great deal of knowledge about. But, you know, I have I'm involved in networking on a number of different things, in particular ventures where we're looking to bring people in to be part of the package or to fund programs. And I have a rule of thumb that I repeat quite often to people. When you network, you never know who knows who. You
right.
never prejudge, because that person that you're sitting there and saying, well, they're not influential, what have you, you don't know that their niece's roommate wasn't Melinda Gates. You just
mm-hmm.
don't know.
Right.
So, no. But let's talk about, you know, the holidays are full of events, parties, and opportunities for socializing. And that's another word for networking. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people love networking, but I think a lot of people dislike it. They may even hate it because I think they don't understand it. You know, and you know, something that should sound like fun seems painful to some people. What do you find to be the basic problem or challenge people have with networking or their attitude towards networking?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I think a large part of it comes from the baggage that we all carry around, you know, times when we've been in situations where we've felt awkward, where we feel that we're going to be rejected, you know, so we're a little bit nervous. And there are so many people who, and I'm one of them, I'm actually an introvert. Most people don't realize that about me, but I am. And introversion isn't that I don't want to talk to people. It just means that I get my energy inside myself. And so when you take introverts or even ambiverts who kind of balance between introversion and extroversion, and you put us in an overwhelming situation like a party, you know, we can then, we start thinking, oh, God, I'm going to be judged, and then people are going to think what I say is stupid. So it can be really easy for people to get uncomfortable. And then,
yeah,
you know, you're exhausted at the end of the day. These things always happen at the end of the day.
Yeah, people tend to, if they're in an unfamiliar situation, they tend to have negative thoughts on their performance because they're unfamiliar. And one of the things that we want to do in this discussion tonight is try to make them more comfortable. Understanding, as I go back to the point of you don't know who knows who. And you need to have that kind of open-minded attitude, as I said, not prejudging. I have a situation where I am trying to raise a significant amount of money, and I am networking literally around the world. But I went to a meetup event, which I've just started going to them. Do you have those in your area?
Yes. Yes, we do.
And I run into a gentleman, make a long story short, is pitching one of my projects to one of the most successful investors in the nation.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I had no idea that he had that kind of contact. So.
Yep. I think when we go to these events, we tend to project onto other people our feelings. So we think we're uncomfortable. Well, they really don't want to talk to us because they're uncomfortable, when actually that's probably the exact reason why they do want to talk to us. So we really should just be open to the fact that, yeah, we're here to talk to as many people as we can, and we're just going to meet nice people, you know, rather than taking this baggage and putting the baggage on top of ourselves.
Well, you know, people, I guess the thought that comes to mind, what do you think are the hardest parts of networking, no matter what the time of year is? And, you know, what does it seem that is, I know it's amplified at the holidays, but what do you find in general is the basic networking problems? One that I have run into I just mentioned the meetups. I had not used meetups before, and I'm based in Philadelphia, and I signed up on a meetup and then found out there were 65 other meetup groups in the market with all kinds of different themes, and I have met some very fascinating people through this. But what do you think is what most people what are the challenges?
Yeah, I think one is just what you just alluded to, the fact that there are so many different groups, and just identifying, you know, where should I go? And it can feel like it's very time-consuming and sometimes a waste of time, a waste of money. So some level of research needs to be done to identify the best groups, the best events to go to. That's probably number one. But I think that really one of the hardest things to do at any time of year, at any event, is to just go up to in a room full of people that you don't know and approach people. I really think that there's, for a lot of people, there's this nervousness about approaching someone for fear that that person isn't going to be interested in meeting you, or that, you know, they're going to actually reject you. And I think we need to let that emotional baggage go and remember that everybody's here for the same reason. Everybody's here to meet as many people as they can, and to just stay focused on looking for people who are as nervous as you are or uncomfortable as you are, and befriending them. So that, but I do think it comes down to that emotional baggage of, man, I just feel so uncomfortable and awkward.
Well, you know, I think sometimes that feeling can be expressed as a way to break the ice, where you walk up to somebody and say, are you as uncomfortable as I am in an environment like this? And they start laughing.
Yeah.
And broken the ice. And it would not hurt to develop a series of what I call little phrases that are icebreakers. And in particular, there's also something that I talk about all the time, and that is ask questions and then shut up and listen. Because people, if you ask questions where someone can talk about themselves, it's much easier to get a conversation going. So the question simply is, hi, my name is Les. You know, what do you do for a living? What are you looking to get out of this event tonight? You know, is there a way I can be of some help to you? And it's that. In fact, I met a gentleman who, after 30-some years senior management positions, has found himself in transition. And I said, if you want to send me your resume, I will be happy to share it with people. And he was incredibly, happy that I made that offer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one way for me to help him. And then I've now established a relationship with him that he is now going to look to open some doors for me.
Great.
It's, are you familiar with the phrase the acronym WIIFM?
Oh yeah, everybody's favorite radio station.
Yeah, what's in it for me?
Right.
And it's absolutely amazing how many people don't understand that. That the key to all communication is to be able to answer that question for the person that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're writing advertising copy or you're networking at a cocktail party. And it's, you know, again, in my cynicism, I talk about the common sense. You know, introducing yourself should be the easiest thing to do, but, you know, for some reason it's hard. What do you think are some of the mistakes people make in introducing themselves?
Yeah, again, I think we're so concerned with being seen as some glib, fabulously clever person, and we're so concerned with getting it perfectly right and that we've got to hit a home run, you know, every time we open our mouths. And look, relax. You're at a cocktail party or, you know, whatever event it is. You're not going to get a contract by the time they serve dessert. So I think that we put too much pressure on ourselves often. So if we can go in to an event and think that, you know, I'm not going to walk out with a contract. I'm just going to try and meet people who I can possibly refer to. So if you go thinking about meeting people who you can help, which is really what you were alluding to, then it really does take that pressure off of you. And when you do go armed with questions to ask, again, it takes the pressure off of you and puts attention on that other person. So the biggest thing that I think can help in crafting a really great introduction is to just stop trying to create a really great introduction and have a conversation instead. And so the first thing you can do is when somebody asks you that stereotypical, so what do you do? You know, you're not going to say, oh, I'm an accountant, I'm a consultant, I'm an author, because that's just giving you them your label. I didn't ask who you are or what your label is. I asked what you do. So you can start with something that is very attention-getting, like, you know how, when, and you can go right into the problem that you solve. That's going to get people's attention because, you know, you ask that question, so what do you do? And you're automatically listening for a label. So when somebody then says something different, now they've suddenly broken your attention pattern and you're really focusing on them. That's a great way to start it, or to also start off with, I believe. A belief statement, you know, that's also going to get attention because it's not expected.
Now, it's interesting you said that because I networked the other night with this gentleman we're now going to look at doing business together, but picked a topic. I don't remember exactly how it came up, but I picked a topic. He was an older gentleman in my age group, which is about 150, or seems that way sometimes. But we talked about the fact that courtesy is missing today in a lot of business. And he caught on to that and started giving me some examples of people who don't return phone calls. And these are people you know, who don't respond to emails. In fact, I wrote an article recently for a publication on the power of courtesy because it is one of those things that people don't do. But that's a subject where you bring something up and someone reacts to it and says, yes, that's true. You now have a subject of interest.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's where I'm going with this. You're going to use a different introduction that really is, one, going to get their attention. And you can almost, you know, as you say it, you can almost picture the person nodding their head in agreement with you when you say, you know how when, like, let's say you're an accountant, you know, and you don't want to just walk in and say, hey, I'm an accountant. You would say something like, you know how hard entrepreneurs work and how taxes just continue to go up, 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 and the tax law is constantly changing, and it's hard enough to run your business, let alone keep track of the tax laws. Well, that's where I come in. I help entrepreneurs save money on their taxes so they're only paying what they need to pay and no more. Now, that's attention getting.
No, I think that's, again, you're basically back to the WIFM factor and benefit. Because people don't buy features, they buy benefits. And that's in the conversation. But, no, I think that's an extremely important thing. There's also another extremely important thing that I want to make sure we do before we finish the show. Tell people how to connect with you.
You can always go to WinnieAnderson.com. That's the simplest way. But you can also check out the letstalktechshow.com and sign up there for an alert when the show goes live. And you know I'm all over social media, so you can also track me down on Facebook, which is where I usually am most of the time. But I'm also on LinkedIn and Google+. So Winnie Anderson, and I'm located in Lewiston, New York. So if you see somebody listed with my name in Buffalo, that's probably me.
Okay. Well, let's continue along this line because, you know, people need to have a sense of, how can I best say that? They're not all copywriters, but, you know, they want to, just like you were saying, they want to be able to have an introduction without sounding like it's script.
Yep.
And, you know, it's key. What are some of the other pointers that you feel would make people comfortable?
Well, I think if you know, this whole thing that we've come back to, focusing on the problem that you solve and the impact that problem has on your audience, because you don't know who's standing in front of you. You don't know who they know. So when you speak in terms like problem, impact, and solution, that's going to differentiate you right there. I can guarantee you 98% of the population in that event are not speaking in that way. So if you're talking to someone and you're saying, this is the problem I solve, or this is what I believe, that people pay too much money in taxes, and that's why I want to help them pay less, you're going to get their attention. And if they aren't the one dealing with that problem, they're going to know their colleagues, their friends, their coworkers, their family members, who else is struggling with that problem. And that's what's going to get you remembered. And that's really what we want. We just want to be remembered. We want to stand out.
Oh, absolutely. But there's also something else about networking. Let's say for the moment that people don't have access to networking events. All right?
Right.
They could be networking every day with everybody they meet in one way or another.
Yeah.
And I think, how would you address that to make people more comfortable with the idea that they're not pitching themselves to everyone, but what do you think are some of the major points they should be thinking about on how to start a little networking conversation, whether it's with the vendor, whether it's with a customer, with somebody, you know, they are a customer of? Because everybody that's out there knows somebody.
That's exactly right. And I think that we can't just think of networking as something that happens when we go somewhere dressed up and we're going to have rubber chicken. You know, that's not the only time networking happens. So if we can even start thinking not really about networking, but just about communicating clearly to people and helping other people. So I think that, you know, when I go to these networking events, sometimes I feel like I'm just kind of observing people and what they're saying and how they're behaving. And I listen to what they say, and I think, oh, man, are you not paying attention to this person whose eyes are glazing over? So I think if we, one, we're prepared, you know, we've always got our business cards or copies of our book or whatever it is that, you know, we've got that in the car. And then if we always remember that the other person is dying to have somebody ask them a question and be interested in their answer. So I think if you can be genuinely interested in what someone is doing and have these open-ended questions and not be afraid to ask them, I think that really goes a long way to forming relationships, and that's really what you're looking to do. So, you know, as you go to these events, especially this time of year, the people you're talking to, you know, they're the ones who you want to have coffee with as soon as the new year happens or as it gets closer to the holiday. They're the people that you just want to follow up with and, hey, I met you at this event and I'd really like to learn more about what you do because I think maybe we serve the same people or, you know, whatever it is. But I like going for referral partners more than thinking about I'm going to get clients.
Well, one of the things I have often used is to say to someone, you know, it's a tough marketplace out there. What challenges are you facing? And it gives them an opportunity to talk to me about their business.
Yeah.
And everybody likes to talk about themselves. And if you can give them that opportunity, it is beneficial. All right, we're going to wrap up in a moment or so. And what I want you to do is tell us again how our audience, how they can reach out to you.
Yeah, thanks. The easiest way to get a hold of me is to just visit my site, WinnieAnderson.com. I have the world's easiest email address. It's Winnie@WinnieAnderson.com, so you can always shoot me an email if you have a question about something we talked about. But I'm also on Facebook, and you can find me there. I'm on LinkedIn and Google+ and Twitter. And so just look for Winnie Anderson. But WinnieAnderson.com is the easiest. And the show is theletstalktechshow.com.
And it starts, what, the 4th of January?
That's correct. Yeah, that's launch week.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for participating and for guesting with us. And I look
forward to the future.
Oh, it's my pleasure. The whole purpose of this show is, as I say to people, it is their show because we're trying to help them work smarter, and to many ways outthink, outmaneuver, outflank their competition without outspending them. And the key to that in many cases is common sense. And what you've talked about tonight is common sense, but you got to work at it because it's uncommon. People don't use enough of it. And there goes my cynicism again. All right. I thank you so much, and you take care. And we will talk
you
again.
You too, Les. All right. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. And for our listeners, again, we'd like you to spread the word about Smart Marketing for Small Business. I'd like you to spread the word about our LinkedIn groups, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, Smart Marketing for Small Business, and Fearless Marketers. And you can email me with any of your thoughts at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. This show is for you, and it is also about you. So if you have something that you feel would be beneficial to our audiences, you have expertise, experience, stories, get in touch with me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. You can also go to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and read what we have up there. We would love you to get into the discussions, as I said, in our LinkedIn group. And if you have the time, go visit our program, our corporate site, smartmarketinggroup.com. And you might interested in checking out our advisory time blocks, you click on the advisory tag and you'll find it as an interesting approach. But thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to next week. Take care.